Happy Friday, everybody. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson. Gator, it's time for a Friday. How are you?
I'm all right.
Anything exciting last night?
Just happy to watch the Red Wings win last night.
That looked good. And then a good old-fashioned shot barrage.
Yeah, right? Well over 40 shots in a game.
Did you see how many shots Dylan Larkin had?
I did not.
He had 9.
He had 9?
Yeah. Previous season high was 7. Fired 9 shots on goal. He wasn't messing around. They weren't messing around. After not scoring for a bit, meanwhile, McClellan had something interesting to say about what player has been the most pleasant surprise since he's taken over. We'll get to that before the show is done. Other than that, anything else going on?
No, although last night was entertaining. After the Red Wings game, I was on, well, during the game as well, I went on Twitter. And following this story in the NFL with Liam Cohen, the offensive coordinator from the Buccaneers, who is now apparently going to be the head coach of the Jaguars, you know, if that's just the story, that's it. Okay, fair enough. Next. But that's not it. This story is getting all types of drama, all different angles on this one, because apparently he was offered the most lucrative offensive coordinator job in football, that Tampa was going to pay him as such, that he had verbally accepted the deal. And then Jacksonville comes calling and tries to make one last ditch effort to get him to come and talk about the head coaching position. And then he decides he wants to have this conversation, but they're, you know, doesn't want Tampa to know that he's talking because he hasn't signed a contract with Tampa yet, and yet he's got to hear this out, and ends up being, the reports are that it's a Ben Johnson type contract. So you're talking $13 million or more per season. And then the reports are that, and you get to choose your GM. Because they fired the GM a couple days ago, which I said, what the hell is going on in Jacksonville? We're all kind of laughing about it and still saying that. What the hell is going on in Jacksonville? But they appear to have their guy, and now Tampa's all up in arms. Like, what the hell just happened? And at the same time, it's like guy left for left his offensive coordinator job for a head coaching job. This happens. But
would you get to the cut to the chase? How does this impact the Cowboys?
That's a great question. It's a great question. How does it impact the Cowboys?
Well, look, drama. Real Housewives of Jacksonville, I guess. Stuff going on there.
Duval.
What's that?
That's what they call it. Duval County. So everybody calls it Duval.
Okay.
Jacksonville. It's a Jacksonville thing.
Yes. So we got these bold-ass predictions from the beginning of the season. To be fair, these are bold, right? They're intended to be, nobody was going to call up and say Lions are going to win the division. That wouldn't be considered bold. We're asking people to be bold. And what I like about it is that we cast collectively, you, myself, Kang, and the listeners cast a very wide net. And when it's all said and done, we have found that historically, some of the bold-ass predictions, usually several, come true. This year, not so much.
No?
No. My worst one is the following. And I know why I made this prediction. My worst one is that Parker Hess will score 3 touchdowns for the Lions this year.
Yeah, I know why you said it too.
Why did I make that prediction?
Because when we were at training camp, we saw them run a play and Parker Hesse caught a touchdown pass at the goal line.
That was one. So go back and we'll take a look here. And he had 0 receptions on 0 targets.
How many snaps did he have on offense during the course of the NFL season?
I will have to look that up.
Because that to me would be funny.
Yep.
Because I'm not sure he had 3 offensive plays this season.
Quite possible. Yeah, I'm not sure he had 3. Oh, wait, he did. He had 59 offensive snaps.
Oh, look at that.
59 offensive snaps. Here's one from you. Aiden Hutchinson will have 15 quarterback sacks, which he very well might have.
In fairness, he was halfway there and only played like 5 games.
While Marcus Davenport and James Houston will combine for 15 sacks.
All right, so that one hurts. a lot.
Marcus Davenport and James Houston did not combine for 15 games.
Now, in fairness, Davenport got hurt.
In fairness, they
both saw that coming.
They both stunk.
Who knew? Who knew?
In fairness, this was a bad prediction.
Yeah, that was terrible. That's I own it. That was terrible.
It happened.
Oh, we're just getting started.
James Houston was terrible.
My bold ass prediction number two: the Lions will trade for Davante Adams.
That did not happen.
No. He got traded.
But at least he got traded.
Yeah, there's that.
You saw that coming, kind of.
Here's I think my favorite.
You meant to say Tim Patrick, right?
Yes, that's okay. What I meant to say. Gator predicted that Gibbs and Montgomery would combine for over 2,200 yards rushing.
I was close.
They combined for 2,187 yards rushing. You missed it by 13. Well, you said over. You missed it by 14 yards.
You're close, Gator. Sorry.
Yep. My final bold-ass prediction was the Lions will clinch the division and the one seed with a Week 17 win over San Francisco. The Lions sealed the deal on Emmanuel Moseley interception on the 49ers' final drive.
You're way off. I had to wait another week.
It was interesting I said clinch the division and the one seed at the same time, because that did happen. It happened in Week 18. Emmanuel Moseley had nothing to do with it.
How many snaps did he have this year?
Well, I can look that up. But
you're
looking
at Week 17. We were hoping to get him back at Week 17. That did not happen.
29, is that correct?
Could be.
Yeah. And they were all on special teams? Wow. That doesn't seem right. And your third bold-ass prediction was Jared Goff will score two rushing touchdowns in the same game.
It's not my fault they got to feed the running backs down to the goal line, you know?
And who knew they had running backs leading into the season?
I mean,
would have been awesome if you would have said he would have had a receiving touchdown.
That would have been fun. Yeah,
that would have been nice.
Yep. Score.
Kang, here are two of your bold-ass predictions.
We can go on. It's
no,
great.
Here we go. Okay, Kang at Sione Vaki will return two kicks for touchdowns this year.
I tell you what, he deserved the opportunity. Sending Craig Reynolds back there is like waving the white flag, man. I mean, they're targeting him.
That they did. There's no question.
Here's my favorite thing.
Every kickoff on kick Saturday night was going right to Reynolds.
It was possible because on the season, Sione Vaki returned two kickoffs.
So he just had to capitalize.
All he had to do was take them both to the house and you would have been right.
So close.
Did I say the touchdown part?
So close.
Jahmyr Gibbs will combine for 1,200 yards rushing and 1,200 yards receiving.
I thought Demo might get hurt. I don't know.
Yeah. What would say they want?
Jahmyr Gibbs, 1,200 yards rushing and 1,200 yards receiving.
The receiving part, I was off.
Wow. That was...
It was lofty.
That was
lofty. These are bold, man.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
And sometimes dumb.
Well... We'll get to some of the listener bold-ass predictions. And then I got a question for the Lions fan base as it pertains to this weekend's championship games, which we will preview briefly coming up today at 10:18. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Get some Red Wing stuff a little bit later on. Got some venting to do today, Gator. There will be venting.
Good. We could use some.
Yeah.
We've been holding off all week.
I mean, seriously. Not a week of shows we were happy to do. It's still hard to believe. But
I got a lot to get off my chest.
You have some grievances to air?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, so these are bold-ass predictions from the beginning of the season. I can read the 65 ones that were way off, and some were close, like Max in Bath, Michigan. Bold-ass prediction, Jake Bates will break the longest field goal record on a walk-off game-winning field goal. If he meant Lions' longest field goal, the Lions' longest field goal was Matt Prater, 59 yards. Bates hit one from 58. So that was close. Sean in West Bloomfield, Jahmyr Gibbs will lead the NFL in all-purpose yards and become the best running back in the NFL. I don't think he would get best running back in the NFL. I think he'd get
not
top five, and he also finished third in all-purpose yards.
Yeah, it's unfortunately, it's in the same season that Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry had. It's tough to get there.
Bulldogs predictions. Lions will have, this is from James in Toledo. Listen to this one. Lions will have five offensive players named to the Pro Bowl. They had five offensive players named to the Pro
Bowl. There you go.
His five were Goff, Gibbs, St. Brown, J-Mo, and LaPorta.
Had J-Mo in there. Interesting.
Yeah. And the five were Goff, Gibbs, St. Brown, Sewell, and Ragnow.
How did he forget Sewell?
Huh?
How did he forget Sewell?
I don't know. And he goes, none of them will play in the game because the Lions are preparing for the Super Bowl. Yep. Good God, now they can. Bold-ass prediction. J-Mo and St. Brown both get over 1,000 yards, and Monty and Gibbs will both get 1,000 yards each, too. That is from Paul in Dearborn. Amon-Ra and J-Mo both went over 1,000 yards receiving. He was right on that. Monty and Gibbs came close. Montgomery's injury probably kept that from coming true. That was a pretty good one, Paul in Dearborn. Johnny and Al Park said the Lions will go 16-1. They went 15-2. So there's some decent ones in there. Decent ones in there. All right, so we got NFC and AFC title game. Philly versus Washington. You know what's going to irritate me in a time where the nerves are a bit raw and a lot irritates me? I try not to bring it to the air. It's hard sometimes. What's going to irritate me is when Philly doesn't turn it over five times and Washington doesn't look as good. It's going to bother me because it's just going to crystallize how the Lions help them. They're a really good team. I don't want to take credit away from them. But when Philly doesn't turn it over five times and then they also don't fall behind by a couple of scores and can do something that the Lions could have done, which is just hand it off a million times to Jahmyr Gibbs. And if you don't get behind, you can do that. And they're going to hand it off a million times to Saquon Barkley. And the formula is right in front of our eyes. And it's not the most complex thing to execute. It's and what you always, I hate taking away credit from teams, but honestly, if Philly doesn't turn it over five times, it's a lot easier to beat Washington.
Well, the other thing Philadelphia can do that the Lions couldn't do is get pressure. I don't imagine that Washington's going to stop the Philadelphia defenders from getting in on Jaden Daniels. Now, maybe they don't take him down to the ground terribly often, but I would imagine that they get into the backfield quite a bit and force him to maneuver in the pocket or to go outside the pocket a hell of a lot more than the Lions were able to, because the Lions just were not.
Washington's a good team. They're up and coming. They got a great young quarterback. There's probably a little bit of thinking the elite performance he put on last week. If we were doing the show in Washington, I was like, okay, don't think he's going to be that good every week. That's just a warning. But, there's no question I am going to get irritated watching that game. As far as the AFC game, Buffalo at Kansas City, is it Buffalo's time? I mean, you with that organization, you always have to wonder if they're finally going to do what they haven't been able to do. But I find it very, very difficult to bet against Patrick Mahomes, to bet against Andy Reid, to bet against a Chiefs team that doesn't commit penalties ever. Because they don't ever really seem to commit critical penalties.
They're not allowed to, Doug.
They're it's hard to bet against a Chiefs team.
Here we go.
That can come up with that big yellow flag when they need it. It's hard
to bet against the refs, man.
It's hard to make that commitment to say that they won't find a way to come up with that critical yellow flag. I mean, that thing that went viral during the week, it felt like everybody's making the same joke. Buffalo's already been flagged for roughing the passer right in Sunday's game. I saw that tweet joke 50 times, and every time I went, yep, recycled joke, but it's the way the football world feels. So, any thoughts on Kansas City, Buffalo?
I like the game. Looking at the weather in Kansas City, it's supposed to be in the 30s, but not very windy at all. So that means conditions are pretty good for both teams to be able to do whatever it is that they want to do. I think it's going to be – I just think it might be Buffalo's year.
Do you?
I mean, they went through Baltimore. Baltimore, I think, is really tough. Kansas City is – the record's fantastic, but the way that they've won these games has been like last minute in a bunch of them. I think they've been playing – a bit above what they're supposed to. I think the time is right for Mahomes to go down.
Do you really?
Yep. I like Buffalo in this one.
So you're picking Buffalo to beat Kansas City.
I am.
And and Kansas City's helpers.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
Oh, that might be a little bit bold.
Yeah, but haven't you heard, Gator? Is it because Patrick Mahomes has an ankle injury that he always has?
Could be.
Always.
It's all right. It's
he comes back, though, man. It's inspirational to see him limp and then get up and come back. I'm so impressed. God, and the poor guy. It happens like every game, too.
Oh, yeah, every game. Yep. He's limping?
I think they're going to overcome it.
Okay, but here's the question for Detroiters. Is there anybody that just can't watch? Like, seriously, this is a great Sunday of football historically for us. This doesn't feel so great this year. Like, I'm usually kind of fired up to hunker down and watch 6.5 straight hours of football. Maybe you do some pregame, in-between game coverage. You can really kill an entire day with it. And I've enjoyed it. Historically, I've enjoyed this Sunday. I'm going to watch, but I'm honestly not particularly looking forward to it. It is, it's different this time. Is there anybody out there? You are a football fan and you just don't even want to watch? Anyone?
I think there's quite a few people like that. I'm not going to be like that, although I'm also not going to be chained to my television either the way that I normally would be. I might have it'll be on for sure, but I'm saying I might be doing some stuff around the house while the game is on because I just don't have the same zeal that I had prior.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think, and that's me, and I know that I have to watch because I've got a responsibility for what we do as a show. I need to pay attention to this. People that aren't in that position, I could see them going, yeah, you know what? Time to take Christmas lights down. Got to go outside.
I just realized there's like a subtle fact about these games that I don't even know the answer, which I almost would know. I'd like know it every year. Which game's first?
I think the first game is the NFC game. Well, because it's played on the East Coast as opposed to other games played in Kansas City.
That's fair. Kang, do you know which game's first?
Yeah, it's the NFC game because that's the game the Lions were supposed to be playing in. Yeah, that's honestly why I know for sure, because the Lions were supposed to be the 3 o'clock game.
So there you go. Detroiters, and should we do, do you want to do the 10 text thing or just, I guess we're just going to roll with it. If, are you even watching? Has anybody said, I can't do it, I don't want to do it? 248-539-9797. It is traditionally a historic and fun day in the National Football League, but do you even... Are you even going to watch? Is anybody boycotting it? Is anybody too hurt? Is it still too raw? 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket. Research shows most people give up on their New Year's resolution around the middle of January. Don't let that be you. Do something to get remotivated, like get some high-quality workout clothes from Showsome. The name Showsome is all about hustle. Show some hustle. Show some work. Show some commitment. And you'll see some results. Showsome Athletic Apparel is a Michigan-based athletic apparel performance company. Hoodies, long sleeve and short sleeve shirts, leggings for women, clothes that are made and built to last. Use a discount code Doug at checkout. Go to showsome.com. That's showsome, showsum.com. Taking a pulse of the Lions fans, are you finding yourself uninterested in the games on Sunday? Are you finding yourself unusually uninterested in the games on Sunday? Because historically, this is a kind of it's been a really fun day, and feedback is coming in because everything's different this year. Our perspective, the context of which we watched the postseason the last couple of years, is completely different. Not what we're accustomed to. And now, do you find that your interest level it's either waning or the nerves are too raw to even watch these games coming up on Sunday? Feedback coming in, I'll definitely watch it. This year's loss was less painful than last year's, so I got over the loss in about 3 days. I'm ready to see more big football games as long as the Chiefs lose. That's from an unnamed texter. Next one, I'm rooting for the Bills. Who cares, though? Can we talk about Detroit sports? Go Wings. We will. We kind of are, though. We're talking about the Lions fan base, which is huge, and how you're processing this. Yes, we now have to root for Philadelphia to win it all. I hate Kansas City. I don't want the AFC to win anything, and I want Philly to beat the crap out of Washington. Everybody should be watching these games.
See, that's interesting. I take the opposite approach. I want Washington to wallop Philadelphia.
Do you?
Yeah. A, I can't stand Philly. And two, don't you want the team to beat you? You want to know that that's the team, that was the team to beat?
So it's funny. If I was thinking about this as I was driving in, and I realized if I am forced to have a rooting interest, I'm going with the long play. I want Kansas City to win it again. And the reason I want Kansas City to win again is I think the perfect story is to take out Kansas City. And I want Kansas, if I were to pick the perfect story, it'd be the Lions beating Kansas City in the Super Bowl.
That's fine. But what about the NFC?
Don't care.
Don't care.
Yeah.
No interest. Kang, which team do you want to win the NFC?
The Pistons.
That's a great answer.
But you're Mr. Football. You love football.
I know. I'll be watching. I mean, this is weird, man, because before we're very used to not watching the Lions advance in the playoffs.
Correct.
This is very different, though, when you have expectations and the gut-wrenching loss last week. I'll be watching. Will I be rooting? I think I'm going to end up rooting for the Commanders is because I do like Jaden Daniels a lot.
And still?
It really wasn't. I don't blame him. I blame us. Yeah. I blame him. Like he did what he had to do. It wasn't, you know, and he wasn't annoying about it. You know, sometimes players do things.
He's phenomenal. Like,
yeah, it was more us. I'm more upset at us. With that being said, I think I lean Commanders.
Okay.
What, you know.
Next one. Yes, we have to root for Philly to win it all. I hate Kansas City. I already read this one. I'm sorry. Next one. I'm a big football fan, and I haven't watched a single minute of football since Saturday night. I just don't care. I can't take more salt than the wounds. That's from an unnamed texter.
Wow, didn't watch the Buffalo-Baltimore game.
It definitely wasn't the same.
Dude, it wasn't the same.
It was not the same, but I still kind of felt compelled to watch it.
Unnamed texter, I have zero interest in the NFC Championship. I will watch the AFC Championship to watch the Bills take on the Chiefs and the refs. That's funny.
Look, I've been here in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you get a Super Bowl matchup that you just do not care about either team, and I've definitely been there. But this is this is brutal. It's brutal to see because it was about the expectations.
Let's go to D in a car. You're on 97 on a ticket. Hi, D.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, D.
So I will say this. I have zero desire to watch it. It's not that I can't. I don't want to watch it because I'll find myself critiquing every single thing that Washington's doing and saying, oh, we could have done that. We could have done that. Mm-hmm. This is how we could have countered that. But to add to your point, though, I would either have to choose for the Commanders to win it all or the Chiefs to win it all. I am a huge Jaden Daniels fan. I like to see him win. I just didn't want to see him win against us. And plus, he's a rookie, so he'll have plenty of other opportunities to win. And it was just kind of like a rehash of the last time we came really close back in the past where we lost to Washington. And I pray that doesn't repeat itself or we'll never get back again for another six decades or whatever. But anyhow, I'm saying that to say that, no, I don't plan on watching it. Don't really care to. And to add to insult, you have to see Ohio State win the national championship as well. So, it's a lot to take in right now.
Yeah, I hear you. We've had a great. I mean, we kind of remind ourselves that we've had a really, really good run this year. But the net net of this season, and when you get right down to the end, is pain, man. It's sports are great because we care so much. If we didn't care so much, it wouldn't hurt as much. What's made it awesome is, you know, everything they've done has been. We've not been accustomed to this, right? We've just not been accustomed to this.
No. No, we haven't. And yet, if you watch Philadelphia, though, and if you're rooting for Philadelphia, you could see things that I got to believe are going to rub you the wrong way, though. Like if Darius Slay makes an interception, aren't you going to be like, man?
Every time I see a sideline shot of Sirianni, it's going to rub me the wrong way.
Well, you want to punch him in the face because he's got the punchable face. you know, people that wanted Jalen Carter, and there he is, or, you know, Jordan Davis making plays, and N'Kobe Dean making plays, and then there's the rookies they have at defensive back with Mitchell and Dejan, you know?
Yeah. And this Jaden Daniels story, like, I don't know how to characterize it other than we're going to remember this one for a long time. Like, there are performances in huge games that hurt, whether it be, you know, Robert Horry against the Pistons, whether it be Pablo Sandoval against the Tigers in the World Series where they couldn't get him out, whether it be David Eckstein. Like, there's
Big Poppy.
Yeah, guys who did elite things against us that are just, they resonate for years. Kyle in Flat Rock, you're next. Hi, Kyle.
How's it going, guys?
What's up?
I just wanted to say I'm probably going to end up watching the NFC game just because I want to see the Eagles do, or specifically Saquon Barkley do, what the Lions should have done to the Commanders. I would honestly say that I'd be completely shocked if Barkley doesn't get at least 35 touches.
Well, the Lions did run for 200 yards against Washington.
You're right. But the thing is, if Washington gets up two scores, it changes the game plan. And if they don't, and seriously, if Philly doesn't turn it over multiple times, they won't have to throw it a ton.
No, and I don't think Jalen Hurts, what did he have last week? Maybe 130, 140 passing yards. I think it's going to be a real run heavy. And I hate to see another Kansas City Eagles Super Bowl, but I don't know.
I don't know. They're two totally different teams offensively. I mean, that's what Philadelphia is, the run first team, that they've got the ability to throw a little bit. But I mean, Jalen Hurts doesn't have the arm that Jared Goff does. And Jared Goff certainly doesn't have the legs that Jalen Hurts does. I mean, that's a run team. And when you play in the elements, it's going to change what you do as well. You're definitely going to be a run team. So if you put Jared Goff on the Philadelphia Eagles, does that change how they call plays?
Probably.
Yeah.
Characterize your feelings towards this weekend's NFC and AFC title game. Carl is in Chesterfield and next. Hi, Carl.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up?
Look, this loss get me more than anybody else. But, you know, I want the people of the Detroit metro area to stand up, man. We are not soft. And if you like football, you watch NFL football. Not because your team lost. Take it back to the days where they didn't have any wild card teams. So I want to tell everybody, you know, don't get into your feelings. Yes, it hurts. But watch the football for what you watch football for. It's football.
But if we took it back to the days where there wouldn't be any wild card teams, Washington wouldn't have made it.
Well, I'm just saying, no, not to where it wasn't, but when it was just a couple of wild card teams.
So they also might not have made it.
Jalen Daniels is going to gut Philadelphia.
Ooh, you think so?
Washington is going to win. Oh, they're going to win by at least 10 points. You can count it, and you can count on Jalen Hurts to have one of his worst games of the season. So for all the people to say, you know what, we don't want Philly to get it, Philly is not going to get it. How about that?
So, Carl, I really appreciate your commitment to this. Can I have Philly plus 9.5?
You can have Philly plus 11. How about that?
The casino worked.
Okay, so 6-pack of our favorite seltzer, whatever you choose.
Yeah, because, look, Washington's defense is a bend but don't break defense, but they played each other 3 times. And if you look at it, you know, Saquon Barkley's not really smashed them up to that defense. So, and their defense has looked a lot better, unfortunately. So I'm looking for them to be a big dogs come Sunday.
Well, Carl, sometimes people call and their call helps. Your call helps because now I care a little bit more about the outcome of the Washington-Philly game.
And there we go, baby. Yep. Washington Commanders.
I've got Philly plus 11.
All right. So the weather in Philadelphia on Sunday is supposed to be warmer, like in the low 40s, high 30s, low 40s, but windy, like 20-mile-an-hour winds.
Yep.
16 to 20, I believe, is what I saw. That's going to affect the passing games a little bit, you would imagine. So would that would affect Washington more than it affects Philadelphia, because Philadelphia is a team that likes to just grind it out and run it, and Washington is not very good against stopping the run. It's interesting. You got him up to 11. You didn't even ask for 11. You asked for 9.5.
He said by at least 10.
I mean, this is how the Karsh Casino works. You get somebody that gets all chesty and bold.
Yep.
You call them on it, and then they're so chesty and bold, they even give you a couple more points.
Yep.
Brilliant.
By the way, somebody on Twitch, Loki's Revenge, writes, dude, stop yelling at me. I'm sad, okay? More of your phone calls and feedback. Coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, Tom McClellan said this guy is the biggest surprise since he's taken over. Hear who he said in the 11 o'clock hour here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Well, when it comes to all the big games, the best place in town to watch them at is 24 Seconds Bar and Grill in Berkeley. They've got all these flat-screen, high-definition TVs throughout the place, amazing seats. You don't have a bad seat in the place, and the food is fantastic. They got the best wings in town. And for Sunday's NFC and AFC championship games, got specials all day long. You got specials for U of M and MSU basketball games. 20-ounce Miller Lite, 20-ounce Miller Lite on special for just $3.75. That's all day, every day. And for Detroit hockey and basketball games, you get $4 bottles of Blue and Blue Light. They got trivia. That's on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock. And 24 Seconds is also open for lunch on Thursdays and Fridays. And if you need an event catered, how about this? Let 24 Seconds do all the work. That way you can just enjoy your guests and mingle and do all that, not have to worry about prepping the food. They've got it taken care of, and they can cater any event, party, celebration of any kind. And if you're looking for a great place to work, 24 Seconds is hiring cooks right now. No experience necessary. They're going to train you. 24 Seconds is a great seat for everybody. It's my favorite place to go, right in the heart of downtown Berkeley. Service is great. Food's even better. You can check out all the specials and happenings at 24secondsbar.com and grab a taste of the action for yourself. 24 Seconds Bar and Grill on 12 Mile in Berkeley.
All the context is completely foreign to us. What it's like to have a Super Bowl contending team, dare we say the favorite to go to the Super Bowl of the NFC. I guess it's the one seed. It's cool to say that. And when you don't get to the NFC title game, this whole thing feels completely different from a standpoint of you know, just some of the enthusiasm, the life gets sucked out of what was normally, I think, a really fun day, the Sunday of the NFC and the AFC title game. It's just different. Are you even going to watch? If so, who are you rooting for and why? 248-539-9797.
A little bit of breaking news. There's a franchise that has won a couple of Super Bowls that just hired a Super Bowl winning coach. The Raiders have hired Pete Carroll, according to Adam Schefter. Yes, that Pete Carroll, 73-year-old Pete Carroll, who won the Super Bowl with Seattle, is now apparently has reached an agreement on a 3-year deal with a 4-year option, according to Adam Schefter and ESPN. Leaving only the Saints and the Cowboys with job openings. And the Saints are heavily rumored with Mike McCarthy. And the Cowboys heavily rumored with Brian Schottenheimer, offensive coordinator.
Well, you kind of answered the question, how does this impact the Cowboys? And I'll ask the question, how does this impact University of Washington football? Because Pete Carroll and Bill Belichick are gone. They had offices in the Washington football program building.
This is true. And
because Steve Belichick was the defensive coordinator and Brennan Carroll was the offensive coordinator, and they were both part of the Washington staff. And so Washington gave Bill Belichick and Pete Carroll offices in their football building.
On Field Yates tweeted this out. He says, 1 week ago, Pete Carroll arriving back on USC campus as Professor Carroll. Today, Pete Carroll, Raiders head coach. So he's well removed from Washington, Doug. You got to keep up.
Yeah, sure.
Come on.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Shane in Farmington. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Shane.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
So here's the thing. It is kind of course, it's sad that the Lions are done, you know, but I got to side with Gator on this one. I do want the team that beat us to, you know, advance and go win it all. But now that the Lions are out, I'm a huge Motor City Sports, everything, Pistons, Tigers, Red Wings, Lions. But now I just have the time to appreciate talent. And that's the same thing. That's the same way, like, I watch basketball, too. The Pistons have been irrelevant for so long, but it's just, it takes the excitement out of just watching the sports in general when you put, you know, like that much just enthusiasm into your team. And I get it. I mean, I don't know if you guys like see where I'm going with this, but and I would love to see Jaden Daniels and Josh Allen in the Super Bowl. And yeah, it's just
just because you love talent.
That's all I got, really.
Well, because you would love talent. Yeah. You want to see the talent get there. I get it.
Why do you want to see them more than Saquon Barkley and Patrick Mahomes?
I'm kind of just annoyed with Patrick Mahomes, honestly. I mean, he's a great quarterback. I'm kind of just, and you know, maybe I'll fall into that category with, I'm annoyed with like Travis Kelce and the Taylor Swift thing. And
you want something new.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's not, Saquon Barkley is just, I mean, he's amazing, like generational talent, you know, but, I think it just has more to do with like the Philly side. I don't really care for Philly, you know.
Apparently, Doug really likes Sirianni. Apparently,
what?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's Sirianni's face that I just don't want to see.
What the hell are you talking about?
You want Philadelphia to win?
Well, I want Kansas City to win because I want the Lions to beat Kansas City. Asked me what I wanted in the NFC. I said I don't care. Literally just said,
But you're countering him with Saquon Barkley because of the talent issue. And then I think the bigger issue is nobody wants.
Well, you're really trying to start an argument. I have no,
let's fight.
I honestly care very little about who wins that game. I've struggled with the whole, if we're going to lose, we may as well lose the championship. And I can see the argument. It's just not something I get particularly enthusiastic about. Feedback coming in. Aaron writes in, I feel that way every year my fantasy team is eliminated. I stop watching until the playoffs. Bruno in Dearborn says, I'm watching. I need to watch and see what we're missing as a fan base. We should be there. Bruno, that is our default position for the bulk of our lives, is watching and seeing what we're missing. I don't feel like I need to be reminded of that. I don't watch because I feel like injuries have cheated us. But that being said, I hate Philly, but sure hope they light up Daniels. It's conflicting emotions. Mike in Hazel Park says, I'm not watching any football until the Lions come back next year. I don't care about these games. I don't care who wins. I don't want to see Chiefs-Eagles Super Bowl again. I'm done until September. Brian and Dexter, I'm more of a fan of the Lions than an NFL fan. I don't give a crap about any of the remaining games, including the Super Bowl. 248-539-9797. Look, I get it, man. I didn't realize it until the Sunday games came on. And I'm like, And I'm talking about after last Saturday. I didn't expect this to be the way I felt, but after last Saturday, I was really in a kind of place. So.
Do you think there's going to be carryover effect when the Super Bowl happens?
I don't know.
Like, you know, maybe a couple weeks removed from the games.
I hope I'm fully in for the Super Bowl like I am. Every year the Super Bowl is just it's a great party. It's a great celebration of football. It's also always a little bit sad because football's over. But I hope so.
I think the interest will be curious to see if Kansas City advances to the Super Bowl. Is there Kansas City fatigue where people are like, whatever, dude?
I don't think there's any question that there is growing Kansas City fatigue and resentment. They are, I'm not saying that this is unusual, but I think they are really leaning into who they are and who they, you know, how great they are. And I don't, I think people are just getting fed up.
Without question, we're fed up. I've seen that movie before. Yes, we all recognize he's the best quarterback in football and has been. Got it.
Yep.
Great.
Yep.
But kind of tired of it. And the nation's tired of it.
You think like the nation wants to see like Josh Allen versus Jaden Daniels?
100%. The nation wants to see that. Yeah. Outside of Missouri. You know, in Kansas, nobody cares about the Chiefs. And outside of Philadelphia, in the state of Pennsylvania, not even a whole state, like Pittsburgh side's like, nope, don't want to see it. But outside of that, everyone is rooting for Buffalo, with some Eastern states rooting for Washington, maybe a couple of southern states because of the Jaden Daniels
fight. I actually saw a map of who each state is rooting for, and it was
it was mostly
Buffalo. Louisiana was rooting for Washington, and like Pennsylvania and New Jersey were rooting for Pennsylvania or for Philadelphia. But it's overwhelmingly at this point, it's go Bills. It's go Bills. 248-539-9797. Carson Anderson, 97-1 the ticket. All right, college basketball tonight. Michigan plays at Purdue. High-seeded game for Michigan. That would be, as of now, a quad one win. They need one of those after losing to Minnesota. Michigan State is at Rutgers tomorrow. Rutgers, a fascinating team that was ranked to open the season. They were 35-1 to win it all. They are now 200-1 to win it all. They are 10-9 with two lottery picks in Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper. They have been a major disappointment. The Spartans trying to extend their 11-game winning streak. So we've got two somewhat interesting college games on the docket this weekend for our local teams. Pistons back in action as they continue to just get the more and more check marks in the credibility box. They play at Orlando tomorrow, another team that's in the Eastern Conference playoff hunt. Red Wings won last night, 4-2 over Montreal in what was a game that we had a couple of just absolute highlight goals in a 4-2 win as they try and sneak back into the Eastern Conference playoff race.
Yeah, that pass from Raymond to DeBrinket was incredible. And then DeBrinket with a weird angle on the shot just buried it.
That was a no-look. The only people that it looked like one of those things, the only people that realized DeBrinket had the puck were DeBrinket himself and Lucas Raymond. Everybody else was like still with Lucas Raymond, like following him across the zone, and DeBrinket had the puck on the goal line on the weak side, and it was just like, he's just deposited into a yawning net because nobody else knew it.
It was nice to see. And the Pistons, Johnny Kane just tweeted this out, that the Pistons are now just a game out of the 5 seed in the Eastern Conference.
Wow.
That's how quickly things move and how tight things are in the Eastern Conference.
248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. Just a reminder, coming up in the noon hour, another edition, Are You Gonna Eat That? There is a story that's been looming for weeks with no movement. What the hell's going on here with this Detroit team? We'll get to that today at 11:02 here on 97.1 The Ticket.